Welcome to the Wandering CEO podcast, where ambition meets adventure. I'm your host, Priyanka, and I am on a journey to build a business and see the world because I believe we all deserve to live a life that resonates down to our very core. This podcast is all about aligning our career with our lives so that we have more fulfillment, freedom, and flexibility to do what we want to do. Join me every week for some real talk where we chat travel and entrepreneurship to start living lives we are simply obsessed with. Ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome back to another episode. As always, I am so thrilled that you're here with me, and I'm always excited about doing solo episodes because to me, they feel like I'm picking up the phone and I'm calling you. That's literally what I imagine, that I have something that I just learned and I want to share with you, or I'm just really, really excited about a topic that's top of mind because this is very much a come along my journey type podcast. I do not have everything figured out, and we are very much figuring out life together. And so that is why I love the solo episodes. And what we're going to talk about today is the concept of our definition of success. And more importantly, when we need to redefine that definition, maybe when we need to really evaluate it and kind of challenge it a little bit. So we're going to dive into that. And before we do that, I do want to share that I am planning on changing the name of the podcast. So as much as I love the name Wandering CEO, it's really near and dear to my heart. As this podcast is evolving and as I get the feedback from you, I have decided that I would like to pick a name that's a little bit more aligned with the direction that we're headed. So we've really been talking about, you know, disentangling our identities from our career, how we live more joyful and fulfilling lives, and really just this holistic picture of living lives that excite us. And so to match that new direction, I think a new name is in order. So I will be changing the name. I'm not sure when exactly. I'm not even sure what the name is going to be. And I honestly don't really know what happens when you change the name. So I don't know if you're subscribed to this podcast, if it still pops up just with a different name. But just in case, what you should do is go to the show notes of this episode, or really any episode that you listen to, and click where it says you can get my weekly newsletter, because that is where I will continuously update you on the new name, on new podcast episodes. And then as a bonus, I also send out really fun travel tips. I send out my new travel blog posts, and just really, it's such a great way for another way for you and I to connect, because you can easily hit reply to those emails and let me know what's on your mind. So okay, let's talk about success. If you've been a listener of this podcast for a while, you might remember that I did an episode in the very beginning. It might have been episode 3 about our definition of failure and what failure means to us. And this is kind of the same conversation. It's like we're continuing that conversation, but we're talking about it on the flip side. And that is what success looks like to us. And the reason why this is so, so important is because everybody's definition of success is completely different. But what ends up happening is we end up adopting definitions of success from maybe a loved one, maybe it's a family member who is like, okay, you know, this is to be successful, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Maybe that's something you've heard your entire life that you had to do. You know, you had to go to medical school in order to be successful, or you had to get married in order to be successful. Like maybe those are the kinds of things that you're hearing from loved ones, or not even just loved ones, maybe there's a definition from society, one that society has constantly been pushing on you on what quote unquote success looks like. So what I want us to do, and what I think is really important, and again, this is something that I am constantly doing too, is be really intentional about what our definition of success is and what it actually looks like to us, and think about and challenge it all the time, right? Like if you're like, okay, I am not successful because I didn't do this, or I'm a failure because I didn't do this, really challenge that. Was that your definition of success, or is it someone else's definition of success? Because it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks, okay? It really doesn't. We have one shot here. We have one opportunity to live the life that we want to live. And so the only definition of success that really matters is yours. So what I want you to think about is, what does success look like to you? And more importantly, can we redefine it in a way that feels more aligned and one that makes us actually feel motivated? Is our definition of success right now fear-based, right? Like, is it something that when you think about it, it really, like immediately it freaks you out? Like if someone's like, okay, in order to be successful, let's say you're a business owner and your success metric right now is that you need to be a 7-figure entrepreneur. Let's just say that. Does that metric that you're setting for yourself, does that completely freak you out? Does it make you feel paralyzed? Does it make you feel like you can't take action? Because that is not a good definition of success then. the right one should make us feel motivated. It should make us go, okay, I can do that. I want to achieve that. So it needs to be this balance between challenging us a little bit, you know, because the growth comes from being outside of our comfort zone, but it shouldn't be so radical that we feel like it's not possible and we're immediately setting ourselves up for failure. Because sometimes we do that, right? We kind of get in our own way and we're like, okay, in order to be successful, I have to do this really hard to reach thing. And so we're kind of immediately setting ourselves up for failure because we're like, okay, we're putting this huge outlandish success metric out there and there's no way I can achieve it. So why should I even try? Like, why should I even bother? Right? So we need to be setting really achievable next steps and goals and really think through what our definition of success looks like and how we can make it be one that really motivates us and aligns with what we want out of life. So I'll give you a few examples from my own personal life. So for example, this podcast, right? Thinking about what success looks like when it comes to the podcast. And this is something that maybe you're starting something new. Maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's a blog, maybe it's a business, whatever it may be. Think about what success actually means to you, because again, it can be so different for everybody else. I could easily say that success for me looks like 500,000 downloads, right? That could be what success looks like to me. And you know what? I might have even said that at some point. But then what you really need to do is continuously be challenging yourself, because is that really what you want? Is that really success? Like, if I don't hit 500,000 downloads, am I not a successful podcaster? Because I don't think so. My definition of success is showing up here weekly. I haven't missed a single episode since I launched this podcast back in September. So that is success to me. And of course, showing myself grace if something does come up and for some reason I can't post an episode 1 week, that's okay. But that is my definition of success. Constantly showing up to be here for you and for me. That's one piece of it. The second piece for me is to build this beautiful community where we are all on this journey together, where we're trying to build these lives that we're absolutely obsessed with. And I don't care how big the community is. If there's 10 of us, if there's 30 of us, it doesn't matter. But that is success to me. If someone is listening to this episode and goes, hell yes, this is my person. I really, really resonate with everything that she says. And you feel really aligned to the other listeners in this podcast, that is success to me. I don't care how many downloads there are on this podcast. And the reason why this is such an important example is because you're going to hear all sorts of definitions of success. And a lot of the ones when it comes to things like, you know, podcasting or social media or whatever it is, it's about numbers. And is that actually what success looks like to you? And maybe it is, right? Maybe you're saying, you know what? I think success to me looks like 10,000 followers. And you really intentionally thought about that and you feel good about that, then by all means, let that be your success metric. But don't adopt that success metric because it's what everybody else tells you or it's what you think success looks like. Does that make sense? And I'm going to continue on that social media example, because I had another example that popped into my head, and that was when I was on TikTok. I'm still trying to decide if I want to get back on it, by the way. I get like, I post for a bit and then I like, I'm not sure. And then I get back to it. So we'll see. But there was a period of time where I redefined my definition of success, because the reason why it was causing me so much anxiety to show up on TikTok was because I thought in order to be successful, I needed to get, I can't even remember how many likes I thought, or I needed to get so many views. I needed to get over 1,000 views. I think that's what my brain was thinking. And so because that success metric felt kind of unachievable, because I'm not really in control of that, right? Like, the best I can do is like put out content that I think is good, but I can't really control how many people see it. I mean, the algorithm's constantly changing. I mean, you really don't know what makes something, you know, really popular or not. And so I thought about that and I was like, okay, is that actually my success metric, or is this my first time doing TikTok and therefore I don't actually know what I'm doing? And my success metric instead is, can I just show up? Can I show up every day and can I learn something? And as soon as I changed that definition of success, I immediately felt better. I felt more motivated to keep going, because that's really what this boils down to. How can we keep going? And anything, this isn't just about, you know, business, social media. I'm just giving those as examples, but how can you keep going in any aspect of your life if you already set yourself up for failure by having and believing in a definition of success that isn't actually aligned for you, or it's not one that you came up with? Let's go down the path of workouts, right? So if success is losing a bunch of weight, let's say, to me, that's really easy to give up on. because that doesn't come right away. And so if you're going to the gym time and time again, and you're not really seeing the number on the scale move, I mean, maybe it's not moving because you're actually getting muscle. By the way, I just don't step on the scale. I don't think it's the best thing to do. There are so many other ways to track your progress than weighing yourself, but that's totally a separate conversation. But if that's your definition of success, it can be kind of easy to give up. It really can. So what if instead you thought about it and you changed it and you said, success to me is going to the gym 4 times a week, 3 times a week, whatever it may be. That is success, is showing up, getting my reps in, you know, proving to myself that I'm able to keep a promise to myself and actually showing up. How much better would that be? Does that feel more aligned for you? Really, what I want us to both be doing is being intentional, being critical about what success actually looks like to us, because it is so easy to get down on ourselves. It's so easy to say, I'm not successful, or I'm a failure, or really any of these extreme languages. And we can get really lost in the noise. It can be so hard to keep going sometimes when we're having these really harmful narratives that we're telling ourselves, or where society's telling us, or loved ones are telling us. And at the end of the day, if we're going to keep showing up in the way that we want to show up in any element of our lives, in our businesses, in our careers, in our relationships, in our personal lives, then we need to stay true to ourselves, right? We need to know what success looks like to us, and we need to be setting that definition of success. The one exception to this, in my opinion, is a relationship, right? Define what success means like to both of you, both of the people in the relationship. My fiance and I do this all the time. We talk about like, okay, you know, what is really important to us to have good communication. I want to have an exceptional marriage. It's really, really important to me. And so we do weekly date nights. That is something that makes us feel like this is a successful aspect of our relationship, because doing weekly date nights outside of the house, we both work from home. So it's really important that we get outside of the house. That is showing up, being intentional. And that is one of the metrics that I'm like, this is really important. Okay. This is successful to me because we are taking this intentional time, and it is something that we discuss together. So I would say that's maybe the one exception to the rule, is maybe if you are in a relationship, you know, you should define success together, because that's really important. So to wrap that up with a little bow, where can you today challenge what you previously held true for what success looks like to you? Is it in your health goals? Is it in your career? Is it in your relationships, your friendships, whatever it may be? What is something that has been feeling really misaligned for you? Something that has been really stressing you out? Something that maybe someone else has been telling you and saying, hey, you're really, you know, are you successful until you do this, or you haven't done this? Where can you cut out that noise, really sit down and be intentional, and redefine what success looks like to you? I hope you found today's episode helpful. As always, if this was helpful for you, and if you like episodes like this, maybe even if you like solo episodes, let me know. It's really helpful for me to know what kind of content I should be continuing to create for you. So send me a DM. I'm at p.s.janeja, or you can send me an email, sign up for my newsletter, respond to that. There are so many ways to get in touch with me. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me today. If this chat resonated with you at all, I'd really love it if you could share it on Instagram and tag me so I can thank you for keeping the conversation going. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time.